3 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Phil G. This has been the Song Circle, Forests of Fenario version, My Little Corner of the Musical Universe. We heard Brooks Hill doing the Ex-Wife song, and we heard the Highwaymen doing If She Ever Leaves Me, It Won't Be For You, and we are just followed up there with an abridged version of the Highwaymen doing You're My Only Child. Stick around for Ray and the Roots of Rock and Roll. Thanks again to Glitter Fox for spending time with us in the Forests of Fenario. I'll be back sometime. Jeff will be back next week. And keep your dial tuned to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Season is the Reason Yule Bazaar on Saturday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Beaverton Masonic Lounge. The Season is the Reason and Other Worlds of Wonder host a bazaar that celebrates all of the beauty and fun of gift-giving during the winter holidays and features local pagan artisans and merchants. Again, that's The Season is the Reason Yule Bazaar on Saturday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Beaverton Masonic Lounge, 4690 Southwest Watson Ave in Beaverton. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the bright side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall in Portland. Fake Radio reenacts the historic radio shows the old-fashioned way, dressed in period clothing and standing with scripts in hand in front of old microphones. They'll recreate the 1947 broadcast of Lux Radio Theater's It's a Wonderful Life, including the commercials and announcements. Again, that's It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. Again, that's It's a Wonderful Life on Saturday, December 7th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you. Welcome to the Roots of Rock and Roll. My name is Ray. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful but cool day here in Portland. Today we're going to spend the afternoon, the rest of the hour, in 1965, and we just heard Rescue Me from Fontella Bass. That song actually arose out of a jam session at Chess Records, and Fontella was a significant contributor, although she was never given any writing credits on it. And you may not have noticed it, but the background vocals were Minnie Riperton. So, like so many of the early recordings for rock and roll, an interesting cast of characters in the background that you may not always know about. So with that, let's carry on and see what else we can find from 1965.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we were young with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Just if you can, time to get a move on, we were young with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Shine through the
You're listening to The Roots in Rock and Roll as we go back to 1965. That was Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Apparently, there's some people who question what the meaning of the song is, and it's not pro-Shotgun. It's actually a commentary on police violence against black protesters. Prior to that, it was Wilson Pickett in The Midnight Hour, written by Wilson Pickett and Steve Cropper, and won Wilson Pickett a Grammy for the Best Male R&B Vocal Performance in 1965. Before that, Back in My Arms Again from The Supremes, written by Holland Dozier and Holland, like so many of the Supremes' number one hits. In fact, if my memory serves from researching this, 10 of the 12 number one hits they had over their career were written by that songwriting team. And we started the set off with Catch Us If You Can, Dave Clark 5, written by their drummer Dave Clark and their guitarist Lenny Davidson. All right, let's keep moving right along.
I keep on dancing for bullet, 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 bullet. Watch it now, watch it, here you go. You got it, you got it.
Someday I hope
Okay, that was the Ad Libs, the soul group that was their biggest hit, The Boy from New York City. Before that, we heard Love Potion number 9 was actually recorded by a couple of bands, written by the team of Lieber and Stoller, originally recorded by the R&B group The Clovers in 1959 or 58. The Searchers turned it into a pretty big hit in 1965. Before that, The Castaways with Liar Liar, their only hit. The song was re-recorded by Debbie Harry of Blondie for the movie Married to the Mob in 1988. And we started, we didn't start that set off with Woolly Bully. We started that set off with Keep on Dancing from the Gentrys, which was originally recorded in 63 by a group called the Advantas. And then that was followed by Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, a kind of a novelty group from 1965. The interesting little bit of trivia about that one is it was recorded at the Sam C. Phillips Recording Studio, which was the successor to Sam's original Sun Record Studio, which brought so many great artists to light. Yet, and that was the only song ever recorded at the Sam C. Phillips Recording Studio to become a hit. So I guess Sam had used up all his good luck by then. All right, we're looking at 1965, and we're going to keep moving on.
For your love. Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
That things you do and say. to make me blue. It's a doggone shame, my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Get my way.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your heart, never let us. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me.
You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
I adore you and no one before you could make me feel this way. You, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause
you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goodbye, love was sweet. Our worlds can never meet.
So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away.
Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet. Even though incomplete,
so I'll cry just a little, cause I love you.
still here. Oh, your sight is very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say,
now I've cried just a little, cause I love you so. And I've died just a little, cause I had to go away.
Okay, that was the Bo Brummels with Just a Little, written by their guitarist Ron Ellett and produced by Sylvester Stewart, who most of us would know as Sly Stone. Before that, we heard You're the One from the Vogues, written by Petula Clark and her songwriting partner Tony Hatch. Before that, it was Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar, written by Smokey Robinson and about three-fifths of the Miracles. And it was Marvin Gaye's second big hit after I'll Be Doggone. And the set started off with the song that caused Eric Clapton to leave the Yardbirds, For Your Love. It was written by Graham Goldman, who later became a bass player for 10cc. At the time, Clapton determined that they were taking too commercial an approach and they weren't sticking close to the blues roots, and that was it, and he was out of there. So there you have it. But now we're going to move on to some other more interesting songs from 1965.
I know you. ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
No matter how hard you try, your feet start tapping. that you and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night time yours, leave me never.
Pretty eclectic set there that really shows the range of styles from 1965. It really, in many ways, was a transition year. What we just heard was All the Day and All the Nights from the Kinks, written by Ray Davies, released as a single before their first album. Prior to that, we heard Do You Believe in Magic, John Sebastian and the 11 Spoonful was the first single from their first album. And prior to that, we heard The Four Seasons, Let's Hang On, their first hit since Ragdoll a year earlier. And in those days, for The Four Seasons to go 6 months without a hit, it was apparently a strange event. The set started off with The Last Time from the Rolling Stones. This was the first UK single written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. So that certainly was the beginning of an incredibly long and successful songwriting team and a band that's still going strong. You've been listening to The Roots in Rock and Roll here on KBOO Portland. My name is Ray. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We've been covering 1965, and if you thought you were going to get away without hearing something from the Beatles, well, I'm afraid you were mistaken. We're going to finish up with 8 Days a Week, and notice the fade-in on this song. It's apparently this was the first time this was ever done in a pop recording.
Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Hold me, love me,
You've been listening to The Roots of Rock and Roll here on KBOO Portland. The time is 3:59. Stay tuned for Democracy Now!
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Requiem for a Rogue, Portland debut and benefit on Saturday, November 30th from 9 p.m. to midnight at the Atlantis Lounge in Portland. This is the Portland debut of Dan Kaufman's band's Modern Western Opera and a benefit to stop a fossil fuel pipeline in Oregon. Requiem for the Rogue tells the fictional story of a southern Oregon landowner who runs afoul of a modern-day sheriff of Nottingham who is in cahoots with a fossil fuel pipeline company. Again, that's Requiem for the Rogue, Portland debut and benefit on Saturday, November 30th, from 9 p.m. to midnight at the Atlantis Lounge at Mississippi Pizza, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You don't own the water.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Gene Johnson, principal broker in Oregon with Riverside Global Realty, LLC. For more information on local real estate solutions, go to johnsonhousepdx.com.
From New York, this is Democracy Now! Today, a Democracy Now! Special, an hour with the legendary musician and artist David Byrne. We'll talk about his time in the Talking Heads, his years of bike advocacy, reasons to be cheerful, and his new hit Broadway show, American Utopia.
And